So Eric Holder yesterday marked Black History Month with some remarks that got people talking on our website and really all over the country.
To get to the heart of this country, one must examine its racial soul. Though this nation has proudly thought of itself as an ethnic melting pot, in things racial, we have always been, and we, I believe, continue to be, in too many ways, essentially a nation of cowards.
Attorney General Holder was speaking with employees of the Justice Department, and he said that most Americans are in denial about racism. And here's one of the responses we got from people who called in at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
We're a nation of cowards about race because there are truly terrifying people who are racist. I went undercover into white supremacist compounds, churches, and reported back to the NAACP, the Southern Poverty Law Center. I heard calls for death to abortion doctors, homosexuals, and race mixers at a conference in Branson, Missouri. We're a nation of cowards because it takes a great deal of courage and maybe a little bit of craziness to face the kind of brutality that some racists bring to the table.
And again, one of our listeners calling at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We don't want to belabor this discussion, but we thought it was interesting that Attorney General Holder deliberately chose those words to tee up a discussion. We're joined now by our friend Joe Hicks, community leader, activist, talk show host out in Los Angeles. For more than 30 years, he's been an active figure in local and national issues related to civil rights and intergroup relations. And I suspect, Joe, that you don't take kindly to being called a coward by anyone.
Well, but here's the deal, John. He wasn't really talking about me, and that's what's so insulting here. Yeah, listen, black folks have never been shy about advancing issues of race. They've been pressing the issue since the civil rights era and before. So who's he talking about? White folks at the cooler in the workplace? Latinos? I don't think so. So here he's pointing the finger at white Americans, clearly, and accusing them of being cowards. And I find it very insulting, given the kind of progress that this country has made, despite what your caller said a few moments ago about her infiltrating, racist strongholds. Well, of course you're going to hear that kind of language. I'd be interested to know when she infiltrated those strongholds. Listen, this country is not the country that it was 30, 40 years ago. And I guess the question, one of the questions I have among many is, what does Eric Holder intend to come out of this after insulting really all of us, but in particular white Americans? Does he really expect that this is going to get a discussion going? Is he going to engender a kumbaya moment here? We're all going to hold hands and have discussion about race. It was a meaningless and, I think, frankly, despite the erudite sounding of it, a silly talk he gave on race.
But if you were here in the studio, Joe, you would hold my hand, right?
I would hold your hand. I'd give you a hug, bro. We'd have a great discussion.
You know, some people were talking that maybe this is his way of signaling a more aggressive posture on certain aspects of civil rights law, and that he was just basically signaling a tactic going forward.
Well, that's what's also troubling, John. Here is the nation's first black attorney general, appointed by the nation's first black president, and yet he says that it appears that little, I'm paraphrasing here, little has changed. The America today is almost like it was 50 years ago. Well, hold on here. Now, this is the man who is basically the nation's top cop, responsible for enforcing issues of justice and civil rights, and he's got that view of racial conditions of the country. The base level for me and any attorney general has got to at least be that he's grounded in reality.
Right.
That indicates to me, homeboy is not grounded in reality. That's
well, but troubling. you wouldn't have expected him to stand up and thank the white folks for giving him the opportunity to be attorney general, would you?
No, but I would think that he would give a speech similar to what I've heard his boss say. That'd be, Barack Obama, who frankly looked out across the country and has made some very realistic kind of comments about the state of race in this country. So I would expect him to say, this Black History Month, as I stand here today, here's what I see facing the nation, and here's the things that I would want to address and deal with as the nation's attorney general. But it's got to make sense. And frankly, that speech, and I've read every single word of it, makes no sense.
Well, Joe Hicks, it's always great to talk to you, community leader, activist, and radio host out in Los Angeles. Thanks for listening and helping us understand what the community reaction is to Eric Holder. Joe, thanks so much.
Hey, appreciate it as always.